Over the past couple of decades, Cadillac has gone from number one in sales among luxury cars in the United States to an also-ran behind Germany's BMW and Mercedes-Benz and Japan's Lexus. But 2002 saw the beginnings of a turnaround for General Motors' prestige brand. The Cadillac division saw U.S. sales rise by 16% in 2002 over the previous year. The division's general manager, Mark LaNeve, attributes a sizable portion of that gain to the popular Escalade sport utility vehicle and the CTS sports sedan.
We sold 38,000, which was 10,000 above our expectations, and gained 5 points a share in that entry lux segment, which is now the biggest piece of the luxury market.
The managing director of the California-based consulting firm Next Trend, Christopher Cedergren, says a basic reason for the turnaround is that Cadillac is no longer wandering without a direction.
I think they have finally found the route. And it's finally now beginning to take seed with the new products that they're launching. And basically, I think the reason why Cadillac is beginning to show some signs of a rebound is that they're finally beginning to focus on a genuine identity for the brand.
Mr. Cedergren sees Cadillac management narrowing its focus to three important areas.
Technology, innovation, and style. Really some of the brand tenets that made them so successful in the past.
Cadillac launches another sport utility vehicle, the SRX, this year. It'll be priced in the $40,000 to $50,000 range and will face tough competition. Again, Mark LaNeve.
That's a luxury utility that will compete in what we call the medium luxury utility part of the market against competitors such as the X5 from BMW, the Acura MDX, the Lexus RX 300. It's the fastest growing part of the luxury market, so that product for us, SRX, is incredibly important.
We asked Mr. LaNeve about the prospects of Cadillac regaining the top spot in U.S. luxury vehicle sales.
We think a further enhancement of our image and a continued renaissance of our Cadillac lineup into dramatic, boldly styled products that have great performances is more important than an overall relative level of volume.
Next Trend's Christopher Cedergren agrees that being number one is no big deal.
It's really frivolous. I don't think it really means anything. I think when you develop a strategy that's designed to get you to be number one, or that's your focus, you're going to fail. I think what Cadillac needs to focus on is really developing a product line that's consistent with what they want the brand to be.
While Cadillac may not yet be able to boast of being the standard of the world as it once did, it's working toward that goal. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.